Along the Texas border with Mexico, there's a special zone that stretches 100 miles into Texas. There, U.S. immigration officials have more powers and can use what's called expedited removal to deport someone without appeal. Expedited removal is becoming increasingly common, and though it speeds up processing times, critics say it can lead to wrongful detention and deportation. Houston Public Media's Elizabeth Troval reports.
Last December, Elvin was on a bus back home to Houston after looking for welding work in Laredo. Then immigration officials stopped him at a Border Patrol checkpoint. They questioned and detained him for 5 days.
I didn't know nothing about him 5 days later.
That's his wife, Isabel, a DACA recipient. We're not using their last name because of immigration concerns. At the time, she was 2 months pregnant with their third child, all U.S. citizens. Elvin grew up in Honduras, but has lived in the U.S. for 12 years without papers. His dad's a citizen, so he has an immigration petition in process. But according to government documents, Customs and Border Protection officers believed he had recently entered the U.S., even though Elvin says he told them he's been here since 2007.
Yo nunca he sido deportado. Yo he estado viviendo en este país desde el 2007.
Despite his pleas, the federal agents used the expedited deportation process. We contacted Customs and Border Protection for comment, and they have not responded. Elvin was moved to detention centers in San Antonio, then Wisconsin, then Illinois. Isabel drained their savings on lawyer fees only to have a judge order Elvin deported to Honduras.
I had to go to the court. I had to look for papers. Sometimes I was throwing up. I feel dizzy and I still have to drive.
She was on her own, pregnant and raising their two kids, kids who missed their dad.
When my son woke up in the morning, he was asking, Mommy, Papi no me dio besito. He was saying, Daddy didn't give me a kiss. What is Daddy? Because he didn't give me a kiss. And that breaks my heart.
I cried day and night, Elvin says. Locked away in a tiny cell in an Illinois county jail, his mind was racing.
¿Y ahora qué voy a hacer? Me van a mandar a mi país. Y mis hijos van a quedar aquí. ¿Quién nos va a ayudar?
What am I going to do? He asked himself. They're going to send me back to my country while my kids stay here, he says. Who's going to help them? Isabel turned to her family in Tucson. With no income and now no savings, they had to quickly move away from their home in Houston. They thought all was lost. Then some lawyers from the Chicago-based National Immigrant Justice Center stepped in. Days before his flight to Honduras, they showed a federal judge proof Elvin has been living here. His marriage certificate, tax returns, a credit card statement. In a rare move, the judge canceled his deportation. Elvin was released and sent to Arizona.
I was really, really happy that I screamed.
But not everyone who gets picked up at the border has the same happy ending. The procedure used to try to deport Elvin, an expedited removal, was used to deport over 103,000 migrants in 2017, according to Department of Homeland Security data. Expedited removal speeds up the processing of migrants found within the 100-mile border zone who have entered the country within 14 days. Julie Posh is an attorney who defends detained immigrants for the Houston Immigration Legal Services Collaborative. She's never seen anybody with his background put in expedited removal proceedings, but she's also not convinced he's the only one.
What's concerning me is that if this is happening to him, how many other people is it happening to who didn't have access to an attorney or didn't have the ability to push back?
Posh says what is common about Elvin's case is the incorrect documents.
Finding either outright falsifications or errors, and oftentimes it's difficult to tell which, on documents prepared by Customs and Border Protection is extremely common.
She says she's seen a large share of clients with inaccurate paperwork. Clients have shown her documents saying they came to the U.S. to work when the client says they actually left their countries out of fear for their safety. Posh says that inaccuracy can make all the difference in asylum proceedings since our laws protect people fleeing violence, not economic strife. For Here and Now, I'm Elizabeth Troval.